You worked through the night. Again. I have the feeling you're avoiding me. She said testily,
Bobby, you don't understand. I'm tracking this guy. It's a 24-hour job. Collins is a CIA operative who seems to be opening up lines of communication between our government and various shadowy insurrectionists in the RLC area. There's something going on out there the administration doesn't want to tell us about.
But, Bobby said with mock solemnity, the worm cam sees all. He was wearing casual ski country gear. Bright, colorful, thermal adaptive, very expensive. In the warmth of this corner of the wormworks, she could see how its artificial pores had opened up, revealing a faint brown sheen of tanned flesh. He leaned toward the soft screen, studied the image and her scribbled notes.
How long will Collins' flight take?
Hard to say.
Hours. He straightened up. Then take some time off. Your target is stuck in that plane until it lands or crashes, and the worm cam can happily track him by itself. And besides, he's asleep.
But he's with Popoff. If he wakes up,
then the recording systems will pick up whatever he says and does. Come on, give yourself a break.
And me. But I don't want to be with you, Bobby, she thought, because there are things I'd rather not discuss. And yet,
she was still drawn to him, despite what she now knew about him.
You're getting too complicated, Kate, too introverted. A break from this cold, lifeless place will indeed do you good.
Making an effort to smile, she took his hand. It was a fine, still day, a welcome interval between the storm systems that now habitually battered the Pacific coast. Cradling beakers of latte, they walked through the garden areas Hiram had built around his wormworks. There were low earthworks, ponds, bridges over streams, and, unfeasibly, large and old trees, all of it imported and installed in typical Hiram fashion, thought Kate, at great expense and with little discrimination or taste. But the sky was a clear, brilliant blue. The winter sun actually delivered a little heat to her face, and the two of them were leaving a trail of dark footsteps in the thick silver layer of lingering dew. They found a bench. It was temperature smart and had heated itself sufficiently to dry off the dew. They sat down, sipping coffee.
I still think you've been hiding from me, Bobby said mildly.
She saw that his retinal implants had polarized in the sunlight, turning silvery, insectile.
It's the worm cam, isn't it? All the ethical implications you find so disturbing.
With an eagerness that shamed her, she jumped on that lead.
Of course it's disturbing. A technology of such power.
But you were there when we came to our agreement with the FBI. An agreement that put the worm cam in the hands of the people.
Oh, Bobby.
The people don't even know the damn thing exists, let alone that government agencies are using it against them.
Look at all the tax defaulters that suddenly got caught. The parents cheating on child support. The Brady Law checks on gun buyers. The serial sex offenders.
But that's all for the good, isn't it?
What are you saying? That you don't trust the government? This isn't the 20th century.
She grunted.
Remember what Jefferson said. Every government degenerates when trusted to the rulers of the people alone. The people themselves, therefore, are its only safe depositories. And what about the Republican burglary? How can that be in the people's interest?
You can't know for sure that the White House used the worm cam for that.
How else?
Kate shook her head.
I wanted Hiram to let me dig into that. He threw me off the case immediately. We've made a Faustian bargain, Bobby. Those guys in the administration and the government agencies aren't necessarily crooks, but they're only human. And by giving them such a powerful and secret weapon... Bobby, I wouldn't trust myself with such power. The Republican spying incident is just the start of the Orwellian nightmare we're about to endure. And as for Hiram, have you any idea how Hiram treats his employees here at our world? Job applicants go through screening all the way to a DNA sequence. He profiles all his employees by searching credit databases, police records, even federal records. He already had 100 ways to measure productivity and performance and check up on his people. Now he has the worm cam. Hiram can keep us under surveillance 24 hours a day if he chooses. And there's not a damn thing any of us can do about it. There have been a whole string of court cases that establish that employees don't have constitutional protection against intrusive surveillance by their bosses.
But he needs all that to keep the people working, Bobby said dryly.
Since you broke the wormwood, absenteeism has rocketed, and the use of alcohol and other drugs at work, and...
This has nothing to do with the wormwood, she said severely. This is a question of basic rights. Bobby, don't you get it? Our world is a vision of the future for all of us. If monsters like Hiram get to keep the worm cam, and that's why it's important that technology is disseminated as far and as fast as possible. Reciprocity. At least we'd be able to watch them watching us.